این آدیو بعد از مدیتیشن دوشنبه شب در رینو که از لایو استریم پخش شد ضبط شده. This audio is recorded after the live stream meditation that was broadcast from Reno on Monday night.
Did you all have a better understanding of quality now? Because this subject is very close to my heart. I think this is, it means to me more than, expression of love without quality, you know? And you all know what quality means.
صد میگه که حالا همتون درک بهتری دارین از کیفیت، چون این موضوع خیلی نزدیک به دل منه،
به قلب منه
برای من مهمتر از ابراز عشق بدون کیفیت هست. حالا همتون میدونین که کیفیت معنیش چیه؟
For me, what I got from last night, quality to me now means being present.
بهار میگه که الان برای من چیزی که درک کردم از حرف دیشب اینه که کیفیت یعنی بودم.
کیفیت is the result of being present. It is not being present. If I'm not present right now with you guys, the quality was not there for anybody. So, you can be present that we call it being present. The quality that I'm calling quality is being present in that moment with the person that you are with, or with the environment you're in. Say we go for a walk, and you all noticed that with me. We go for a walk. As I am being present for you, I also am present for the environment around me. So this is the result of being present. But when you are with people, you give your all attention, your all ears, your all heart, your all time. So many times we are in a situation and a person is talking to us, but we feel like we're alone in that room, you know, or there is no contact that is going between one person to the other. Remember, I talked to you guys about friendship one day. You guys remember what the real friend is. Now, this is just as important. My heart can tell when someone quality time, I'm having a quality time with someone because I'm so receptive to it. So yes, it is being present, but presently active. It's like an oval energy between two people. It's like an oval energy between you and the nature. Is like oval energy with between you and your silence. It's an active way of being present.
صد میگه که کیفیت نتیجه بودنه، خود بودن نیست. اگر من با شماها در حال نباشم، کیفیتی نیست برای هیچ کدوممون. تو میتونی در تو حال باشی و این بهش میگیم بودن. اما کیفیت یعنی بودن در لحظه.
کیفیت یعنی نتیجه بودن وقتی که تو لحظه هستی، میبینی طرف جلوتو، میبینی ده طبیعتو، میبینی میبینی، گوش میدی به جایی که اوتوماتیک unconsciously به فارسی چی بود؟
ناگهانه
فکرت کار کنه ولی خودت تو فکرات نباشی، با اون شخصی که هستی یا با طبیعت که هستی یا با هر چیزی که هستی، با سگت که هستی یا هر چیزی که هستی. It's a good practice to stay in present because you want to hear. This is why I put music nowadays for meditation, because it keeps you present. When you wander in your mind, all of a sudden you hear the music and it's like a bell ringing to go and have quality with yourself. So having quality with yourself is being present with yourself. Having quality with others is being present with them. Not just being present. Being present with them. So there is a heart-to-heart rapport happening. Heart-to-heart.
سعد میگه همه تون منو دیدین وقتی که میرم پیاده روی، برای تو در حالم، باد هستم، ولی با طبیعت هم هستم و این نتیجه بودنه.
Yes, you acknowledge things that you never acknowledged before in quality. یه چیزایی رو آدم متوجه میشه که قبلا نمیتونسته متوجه بشه. You know how when you read Most Precious, you say every time I get something more out of it, or one of my writings and things like this. Well, being present, you discover things you never discovered with the person you're present with. Or you discover things in the nature you never discovered before. Or the sharing becomes heart to heart. It's not just unconscious sharing. It is a heart to heart sharing. And it's very rare, and I have been thirsty for that all my life. And now I'm giving it to myself. It really true. I'm sorry I interrupt you. You got a book written and I'm just...
وقتی با یکی هستی، کل توجهت، کل قلبت، گوشات، وقتتو میذاری و هستی. خیلی وقتا با یکی هستیم داره حرف میزنه اما هیچ رابطه از قلب به قلب نیست. یه بار من در مورد دوست واقعی داشتن معنیشو براتون گفتم. حالا این کیفیت همون ارزشو داره. من قلبا میفهمم وقتی که وقت دارم با یکی و کیفیت داره. خیلی برای اون کیفیت من باز
ببخشید. You see, when we talked about friendship, it's not about our personality to change. I want you to know that. I'm not correcting personality. I'm taking the friendship one notch higher into a level that is divine. Now, with the quality, I'm not asking people to change their characteristic to have a better quality. The explanation of the quality is nothing like perhaps you knew before. It is not about deciding to give more quality to people. It is to realizing what an expansion it is in real quality for the person that is receiving and giving. What an expansion it is in friendship, real friendship, when it's given and taken. So it is not of this world. It is not, I just want to emphasize on that I am, if I'm talking about friendship and quality, I'm not talking about the world at all.
خیلی تمرین خوبیه که باشیم توی بودنمون باشیم. برای همین من تازگی ها موزیک میذارم برای مدیتیشن، ما رو نگران داره در اون حال بودن، در حال
موقعی که توجهمون میره به افکاریست که میان بیرون خودشون، ممکنه توجهمون بره به آهنگ دو مرتبه کوالیتی رو با خودمون بتونیم داشته باشیم. و این کوالیتی که من میگم راجب شخصیت نیست، یا اگر که راجب دوستی صحبت میکنم مال شخصیت نیست، مال گسترشه. وقتی که ما اون کیفیت الهی رو یاد بگیریم و خردش بهمون بیاد، فقط گسترشه. یا دوستی الهی رو بدونیم چیه، گسترشه. یه چیزی نیست که ما تصمیم بگیریم بگیم که از فردا میخوام اینطوری دیگه کوالیتی بدم. یک درکیست که همقدر که میشنویم خودش باز میکنیم. و داشتم میگفتم به انگلیسی که مثلا هر کتاب Most Precious یا هر که از گفته ها رو بخونیم، 10 سال پیش خوندیم، 5 سال پیش خوندیم، 2 روز پیش خوندیم، میبینیم که چیزهای جدید توش پیدا میکنیم. وقتی ما کوالیتی به یه نفر میدیم که قبلا هم باهاش بودیم، چیزهای جدید میبینیم که قبلا ندیدیم. چرا که گسترش خودمون باعث میشه که درک داشته باشه من طرف. یا چیزهایی رو در طبیعت میبینیم که قبلا نوتیس نمیکردیم، توجه نمیکردیم، نمیدیدیم. اینم یه نوع مدیتیشنه که بی خودی دهنمون رو باز نکنیم حرف بزنیم، واقعا قلب تو قلب حرف بزنه، قلب با طبیعت حرف بزنه، قلب با قضا حرف بزنه، قلب با اشخاص حرف بزنه. من تو زندگیم همیشه نکته خیلی عمیقی که میبینم از بچگی داشتم، دنبال کیفیت میگشتم. و برای همین احساس میکنم الان موقعشه که راجبش صحبت کنیم. کیفیت درک میاره. I was saying that quality gives you understanding. Understanding, you will have a better understanding of this. You have a better understanding. If you look at this candle with quality, you appreciate the candle. It's no longer a light besides that. Look, if you look at it, you begin to feel a joy in your heart because you're noticing it. داشتم میگفتم که وقتی که همین مثلا همین کندل، یک کندل یا این گل نگاه کنیم با یک دید کیفیت، یک شادی میاره، یک مثل این که اشیا هم میگن مرسی که ما رو اندرستند میدی، مرسی که به ما توجه میدی. Even the insentient things will appreciate your attention, you're noticing something. And by practicing this, of course you stay in present time. So it's like a circle. Present time brings you to quality, quality brings you to presence, right? Yes. Namaste. Merci, bachaha. شب حمیدی بخیر و روز تمام کسانی که در ایران هستن به خیر و خوشی باشه.
Few minutes of conversation continues after the live stream ends. بعد از اینکه live stream تموم میشه چند دقیقه صحبت ادامه پیدا میکنه.
And don't strive to have quality and quantity.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Don't strive for quality and quantity.
In quantity.
In quantity.
Because it gets faded.
May I ask you a question about this? So, I was actually only with Luca this afternoon for about an hour. And I decided, you know, to like bring the tools that you gave us from last night and be fully present with him. And I kept making sure I would look in his eyes and ground myself. And if thoughts would come, I would make sure to put the attention back here. And we had the most wonderful time.
Yeah.
When I'm with you, there's like this, often this like oval energy thing. And then when you were like giving us wisdom, I'm like passing out. That's different, right? Is that being the recipient of amazing quality?
No, because you're giving me quality. That's why you're the passing out. Had you not given me the quality, your attention, you wouldn't feel this bliss.
I don't feel quite that way with Luca.
No, because his person is different. If you felt like that way with Luca, I would be very surprised.
It's not that.
No. No, it only happens in a very, very deep satsang. Because when you are with me, you're keeping your heart's company. That is the truth. That is the truth. It's the purest moment of you keeping your heart's company beside going into silence and solitude. Actively, this is the closest. Because our satsang goes very deep. And there is no... It's a purposeless... accomplishment. Well, that was weird. Purposeless accomplishment.
What is?
The our satsang.
Are there degrees of presence now?
No. Being vigilant and now. It's and that is, like I said, this does not need to be quantity. But when is a moment of this deep noticing or appreciating? Appreciating is always in quality. You can't appreciate quantity in a way, even with ice cream. You only appreciate ice cream when you have, I don't know about your case, but if you have like a cup.
Yeah, the first couple bites, you're right.
Yeah. But just this amount going on, it makes a world of difference. When I tell you to shut it, don't. I'm always that way. Because everything comes as spontaneously. I feel like I'm finished and then it isn't, and then it isn't.
When you say put this away, I don't anymore.
I knew it was getting too hard. That's why I took over.
You always take over. Nothing would come out of my mouth. They asked me once in Atlanta to translate an audio, like talk into it. I said, it doesn't work like this. It doesn't at all. I don't know any of these damn words. I have a question, and I don't want to water down what you said at all, but it keeps coming back to me.
Okay.
Like, I understand what Bahar said just now. Like, I had this hour with my son. But I don't think it would just be me. There are going to be hundreds of mothers that say, okay, well, I have to spend more than an hour with my son.
Yeah. What then?
And you're saying that the quality can't be in the quantity. So...
No, you have your quantity.
And you...
But then, know the worth of quality. Now, if you spend 5 minutes of quality with your child, or an hour like she did, rather than not. You have a heart to heart with your kids. I'm not saying when he gets up in the morning on a vacation day to have quality until he sleeps. It's impossible.
I understood that part, but you're also not saying that, like, have the quality.
Oh, and they kick their ass.
Or like walk, like leave the house.
Now
I'm done. There's no more.
No,
problem.
No. Out of your daily, listen, out of, you understand, this is not hard to understand. I'm saying put a little bit of quality
into the quantity. Into the,
and when you're with me, quality only.
Right.
When you're losing me, losing your attention, going with your mind, leave my house immediately. I don't appreciate it, and I don't want to be with me. But I don't live with you. If I lived with you, I wouldn't expect you to do that. And also, my position is so different than your children, your parents, your friends, your associates, your co-workers. This is a very rare situation. Not everybody has it. So if you cannot give me quality, I don't want to waste my time on a popped out thoughts, unconscious thoughts. I don't want to have that conversation with that. And you guys do. You know, you, as much as you can, you give quality. But I'm just telling you, be very alert when you're around me, because I have had enough during my life, believe me. When I tell you I have had enough of quantity. And now I stay away from it. So maybe I'm talking for myself. Or to myself. But I think it really touches us. Every morsel of our life, when we become vigilant, say, ah, have I noticed this? And then you move on and not notice it. But that moment is heart to heart, is self to self. You understand that?
Like when you told us to hear with our, to stop, and like you told Sai also, but to hear completely.
That's right.
Where you're full.
Yes. That's what we talked about in Ukraine. We went through that in the water. Mm-hmm. We were standing in the river. I sit for a moment. I didn't say for a whole day. I sit for a moment. Let your whole being becomes hearing. It's transcendental when you do that. Let your whole seeing, your whole body becomes one stream of seeing. That's quality. Or feeling, I'm here. I'm right here. I'm sitting. How many times do you guys feel your body sitting? I have it all the time. I know exactly how I'm sitting. Because my vision is that way. I'm sitting right now here. I'm listening. She's sitting in front of me. That brings you to now, right? Anything that you acknowledge here and now, the acknowledger has to be here and now. So that becomes a sadhana, a spiritual practice. You can notice this without an observer. So when the observer is present, this object becomes visible and exists. Without the observer, this will not exist. What the observer is observing only exists. Quality to me is the highest love. Understanding to me is the highest love. It's a divine love. Quality and understanding, that's two.
What do you mean by understanding?
Not understanding your mind imagery. Understanding when you come to me, and I understand you like no one ever understood you. Am I giving you love? Is that better than hugging you and kissing you? That's what I mean.
That kind of freshness you get from quality, where like the moment is presenting itself, and sometimes it feels like moments with you where you're like, you're saying, like, look at that. I'm like, I see it. And something I've looked at before feels like kind of new or
new.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what understanding is? Is like, you look at us fresh? Is that why it feels that good?
It's a very, very... Yes, it's fresh and it's also empty, open. Does not come in with an agenda, which brings us to quality. Yes, understanding and quality go hand in hand. Yeah, it is.
Today, I was with Luca this morning for not a long time, but I really, at one point, I looked in his eyes and I was like, I'm going to really, really just try to give whatever limits I have. And just, this is a very small point, but like, I don't know, when I locked eyes with him, like, something he did, I don't know exactly what it was, like, I didn't react to it the way I typically would have. It was just like, let me just try to feel what this is like right now for a second. It was a very little bit of time, but about that. Really, I really thought about that today when I was with him.
Yeah, quality and understanding. Two divine characteristics. You know, they say God is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, which is true because existence is infinite, right? But if they say God is all understanding, all quality, all there, wouldn't that be also a beautiful thing? And it's true because if it's omniscient, means it has understanding. If he's omnipresent, he's always present for you, for the entity. And if he's omnipotent, it brings in that I'm always with you. That's again quality.